Shalom Aleichem. This week's parasha is Parshas Va'ira, and the Haftorah primarily comes from Yechezkel Perek Chavtes. However, there are two psukim in Perek Chavtes, which are also included. Perek Chavtes of Yechezkel is, of course, the Nevuah of Mitzrayim. This Nevuah begins after there's already a siege on Yerushalayim, and the Navi speaks about how Mitzrayim is going to be destroyed. And of course, the connection to this week's parasha is obvious. But not only is there a connection about the destruction of Mitzrayim and how Mitzrayim will remain Shmama for 40 years, there's much more to it. You see, there are two ways of looking at the Geula of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. You could look at the fact that we left Mitzrayim because we had to leave Mitzrayim, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is rescuing Klal Yisrael, etc. We could look at it in that context as it's a punishment to the Mitzrayim for all that they enslaved Klal Yisrael. But alternatively, we could view the entire element of Yetzias Mitzrayim as V'yod'u Ki Ani Hashem. The entire element of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to recognize that there is a Borei Olam, to recognize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you look at the Haftorah in this week's parasha, primarily Pasuk Vav, Perek Chavtes Pasuk Vav, V'yadu ko yoshve Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, yan he'osam mishendis kanav of Yisrael. The idea is that Mitzrayim should recognize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is king. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam leads the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the manhig, etc. And all of the makos in Parshas Va'era are there to get Paro to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That's why at the beginning of the makos, we have this emphasis, oh, let's go and we'll sacrifice Ribbono Shel Olam. The idea is that Paro doesn't recognize Hashem. Lo yadati es Hashem. So therefore, the makos are coming so that Paro recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But of course, there's another dimension as well. The fact is that Paro did not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Paro viewed himself as a god. We see this in Chazal, on this week's parasha, Paro Hinei Yotzei HaMayma. Earlier in Chumash Bereishis, Paro goes out to the river. Paro didn't relieve himself during the day to try to make himself into a god. Paro, the pasuk speaks about the Kli Yakar has this, that he, in his dream, he says, in the Omed Asfas HaYahar, he's standing by the shore of the river, rather than the way it really appeared in the dream of Hinni Omed Al HaYahar. The Yahar, the river, is the Egyptian god, but Paro viewed himself as Hatanim HaGadol. He viewed himself like the tremendous alligator, etc., the person who was saying, Li Ya'uri Vani Asisini, meaning Paro viewed himself as a king / god. And because Paro viewed himself as a god, therefore, the goal of the Haftorah is that the Navi is saying, listen, Paro, you're not a king. You're not God, excuse me. Paro, you're not God. There's Ribbono Shel Olam. There's Ribbono Shel Olam. Paro, you are not God. It's interesting that the same term, Paro, that we're talking about 900 years between the Paro of Yetzias Mitzrayim and now. But nonetheless, the same Hashkafa of Paro, the Hashkafa of a king of God, is the Hashkafa that remained with Mitzrayim for so long. And of course, Klal Yisrael is relying on Mitzrayim in the Haftorah, but they are Mishenes Kana. They are like a staff that will break, it will snap. It's not really anything that can support Klal Yisrael. And the Navi is trying to warn Klal Yisrael, don't rely on Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim, as we know from this week's Haftorah, Mitzrayim are people whose hubris is such that they viewed themselves, Paro viewed himself like a god, the Nile, unlike Eretz Yisrael, which is supported by the rain, and therefore you have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nile's water comes regularly. They saw no need to pray. They viewed the Nile like a god, and Paro viewed himself like a god, even above the Nile. So these are some of the ideas that the Navi is trying to hint at, that Haftorah is trying to show us, listen, Chevra, this week's parasha, Va'era, it's not about the Makos to punish the Mitzrayim. It's not a stage in Yetzias Mitzrayim and getting the Jews out. The real lesson is to recognize that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we sit down, we do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The idea is the idea is to talk to our children and tell them about how there is Sizdah Ebeshter, Sizdah Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's the lesson that the Haftorah is trying to highlight. Good Shabbos.